Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Rapids Report for this April 28, 2025. Today, we are joined by some of the cast from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Noises Off, their final show of their 50th season. I'm just going to let everybody introduce themselves so the audience can put a name to the voice, a voice to the name, all of that. And I will start at the end here. And wow, I didn't expect this. It's been a while for us, but immediately I wanted to go to some of the old things we used to talk about, Heather. Please introduce yourself if you don't mind.
My name is Heather Sayers, and my characters are Dottie Utley, a.k.a. Mrs. Clackett.
Thank you, Heather, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Mike Edgren, and I also have two characters. That's because the first character that Dottie and I play are the actors within a play, and those actors then have another role. So I play Selsdon Mowbray, who appears as the burglar in a play called Nothing On.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Mike. And Laura.
My name's Laura Berg. I play Tim Allgood. He's the stage manager for Nothing's On. Well, one of them. Yeah.
Nicely done. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate you guys being here. And certainly want to thank all of you right away for not only putting up with me and my questions, but bringing your talents, bringing these skills to our audience, to our community, and entertaining our community, and wrapping up such a great season over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. I want to talk a little bit about what the play is. Now, it's hard for me to imagine because this play is one of the older ones that I can remember from my youth. But this is certainly maybe not a everybody knows what Noises Off is about. So if we can give them a little bit of a Cliff Notes version of this, and I'm going to put you on the spot, Mike, for that. It will help out a little bit too, but right. If you could just kind of touch on that a little bit of what the synopsis of the
started, book. It's a play within a play, and it's even a little, that's done occasionally, but this is the only one that it's, the play they're putting on is a bedroom farce, which is a British tradition of doors slamming and people going in and out and in and out and mistaken identities and things like that. So you have a troupe of actors that are trying to put this on, along with their stage managers and their director, and it begins the night before opening night, and they're having a lot of trouble with this play and putting it together. The really clever part comes after Act One. Act One, you get a chance to see what the play is supposed to be, even though they're having trouble with it. And Act Two, we spin the entire set around. And you watch the entire same act being done a couple of weeks down the line, I think it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot has happened since then. They're not getting along. Props go missing. There's damage done. Lots of damage done.
Yeah.
As they attempt to get through the first act of the play, in front of a matinee, mm-hmm. in a matinee. Mm-hmm. And then the third act is the end
show.
Of the line.
It's well done, sir. Nicely done. It's one of the things that I was trying to do with this. I never like to ask a question I can't answer myself. So I practiced some of this, and I was talking to my mom because she knows the show very well. And I was doing these questions with her. And when I brought it up, proposed that question to her, and I answered it, she right away said, "You made that much more complicated than it needed to be." And I think that with a farce, sometimes that can come across to people. But it's such a, you're there, you're going to take it in. You're there. You're going to be a part of it. And farces, I think, can seem a little more that way than most plays. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you get into that audience from the opening line, sure. you're immediately going to get the hang of things and enjoy.
Right. Right. Yeah, they're going to get sucked in real fast. And it's going to be a situation where so much happens so consistently throughout the show that you're not going to really have a chance to get bored. Or really think too much on it. So that's what makes farce so magical to me.
Yeah, in comedy, you're listening for funny lines.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be funny lines, funny characters, right? In a farce, it gets very physical.
Mm-hmm.
You're closer to the old Warner Brothers cartoons, to Laurel and Hardy, the Marx Brothers, yeah. all that kind of thing would qualify as farce. And when you get to the later point of Act Two, my advice to the audience is don't blink.
Right on. Nice.
Because honestly, we have up to three things going on at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that backstage act. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I encourage people to take in multiple shows all the time because there are no reruns in theater. But when it comes to a farce, you really do get a chance to not only take in a new show with every show, but maybe see something you weren't able to catch the first time or something like that. I think of as a kid wanting to watch Airplane multiple times because I was laughing too hard and I missed a joke over something like that.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
When it comes to the show itself, too, and farces in general, we've seen a real rise in popularity with these things. Younger generations are starting to kind of like get back into these. And I personally, just as a side note, think that's really cool. I like seeing that. It's fun to this kind of being brought back. I want to ask you guys a little bit about your characters now. And Heather, I will start with you. What can you tell us a little bit about your character and what have you enjoyed playing in the character?
Well, I grew up watching Noises Off, and Dottie was by far my favorite character. I've always wanted to be her. She was Carol Burnett in the play, and her walking around the stage screaming sardines was something I did at home. So
I can picture
so
that.
So when I was cast, I was just like, yes, this is exactly what I want to do, and I do. I enjoy screaming that word quite frequently. Even when I don't need to and I forget my lines, it's just something that I do.
It's a great
It works. So she's Dottie is a... housekeeper, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clackett is the housekeeper for the young couple, and she is supposed to not really be there, but she ends up being there throughout the whole thing. She's in and out, always forgetting her lines, forgetting her entrances, not really knowing what she's there for, but she's just there, just to make comic relief, I think, sometimes. So.
Oh, and it sounds like you're nailing it. That's awesome. Oh, that's
I'm having fun. Whether I'm nailing it or not, I don't know.
Oh, that's
but
part of it,
it's
though.
A good time. You know, the nice thing about the Accessory Act number two is we, even if we mess it up, the audience doesn't know because it is chaos 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So.
I prefer to do plays like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Mike, can you tell us a little about yours?
Selden Mowbray's been in the theater for some 60 years. Yes. Started at the tender age of two. My parents were the Magnificent Mowbrays and Music Hall, which here you would know more as vaudeville. In Britain, it's Music Hall. They were a singing, dancing, juggling duo. One night during a mishap with some of the props, they ran out of things to juggle. And I made my first entrance on stage. So.
Mike.
Yes, indeed. And since then, many, many roles, especially with Dottie and her repertory.
I haven't been in it as long as Selsden. I started when I was 15. I just want to put that age
thing
there.
Yes. Well clarified.
Selsden... He enjoys a drink occasionally, and sometimes that becomes a problem on set. And also, people, I find that actors don't speak up well enough sometimes. I can't understand, especially with the director saying and the stage manager.
Something to do with 60 years in the theater, I think.
Yeah.
60 beers in the theater?
Yeah. There are 60. Actually.
My face is hurting from smiling already. God, I missed you, Mike. I missed you, man. Thank you for that. Laura, can you tell us a little about yours?
Tim is overworked, underrested, and yet still managing to run a show with the help of Poppy. Most of my time in the show is spent trying to help the director deal with his... budding love triangle. And so I introduce most of the props in the second act. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
That's true. There's a lot of them.
Tim is there. He has a remarkable ability to be there.
Nicely done. No, I appreciate that. And you also teed me up very well, too, because with farces, and in this one in particular especially, your props are so vital to the characters and almost a character of themselves.
Yeah.
And you were able to, with your character in particular, Laura, you have a little bit of in charge with that.
Yeah, I bring on 4 or 5 different props during that second act. I introduce them to the set, and they get used
by almost everyone, multiple times.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that, well, this happens all the time in theater. With a farce, it's so key and so important and everything, especially with the timing of this. So it's a unique part of this particular play where I feel like almost every character is also a prop master, in charge of these things. So a little more important than your normal play.
As much as Christine Sullivan, our stage manager, is doing a remarkable job of keeping track of our props, we are all kind of in charge of our own props at the same time because everyone has their hands on lots of props. At the end of the act, it's, okay, who was the last one to have the whiskey? Where did it get left? Who has the whiskey? Because I need it for the next act. Like, it's that kind of thing.
I'm the only one that has my own prop table.
You have your own prop table, but I have a coat rack, so there.
Yeah. You do have a coat rack, and there's plenty on it.
It gives me an opportunity to shout out the complete crew of this show and the people that have worked so hard on this one. Every prop person, every person working backstage, we shout you out. We appreciate you. Oh, yeah. I certainly want to shout out the rest of the cast. You guys got an amazing, perfect cast for this show, and there's so many great actors. Some you've seen before, and maybe some you haven't seen before or haven't seen in a while. Encourage you to take in this show for those reasons, among many, many others, and this amazing stage. I am very fortunate I get to work with every day with Melissa Kay, your director, and one of the things that Melissa has been talking about for pretty much the whole year is this stage, is this set. And I'm curious, when it comes to that, how much fun have you guys been having with this set? It's a very different set than what you normally have, and it's a very ambitious set for a local community theater, especially WRCT.
Yes, it's very ambitious.
Yeah.
Are we six or seven doors?
I don't know. I never
know which one to come in. There's six doors and a window. There are three sets of stairs. Right. Everything gets used pretty much nonstop.
And as we said, there are actually two sets.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's the front and the back.
Yeah. And you get to see actually what a backstage really does kind of look like.
And how it kind of is.
And it kind of performs during a regular play. In fact, the playwright wrote that he had the idea for this play when he was doing another farce with Lynn Redgrave in it. And he watched it from behind stage and he said, this is funnier than what's going on in front. So he wrote it. And for those of us who have been in many stages, we've seen a lot of what goes wrong back there has gone wrong. It just hasn't all gone wrong at the same time,
right
on top of each other.
Right.
So.
Is there anything that that stands out to you as far as the fun that you have had with this set in particular? And certainly don't want to spoil anything, but anything that you're enjoying in scene-wise or set-wise? Heather, I'll start with you.
Well, I want to say the doors. None of us really know what's going to come in and out of a door at one moment in time, even though we've been there. Mm-hmm. It's like, and we've watched it all happen, and we're like, oh, and then you look at it and like, oh, that's what happens backstage, because we don't get to see, like, when I'm on the other side of the stage, what's happening during Act Two. So when you're watching it on the prompt, or on the
because we have the monitors up now in the backstage,
we're watching it, we're like, oh my god, that's so funny. I'm like, and then you start laughing, you're like, oh, you gotta be quiet. you can't laugh backstage.
Bing, bing,
but,
bing, bing, bing,
yeah, the doors
bing,
are opening and shutting and in and out, and it's like when people come in and out of that window, like boom, 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 and you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's fun.
The window's mine.
I knew it was going to be.
Because I'm the burglar. Selzen is the burglar. So I come in through the window constantly, and I punch out the pane and break my way in each time, and that happens a lot. So
apologies for breaking the pane. Because I
that was funny.
I punched it out one night when I was supposed to come in, and it didn't go out right, so I threw it at the ground, and now there's a crack in the corner, and we taped it with a Band-Aid. It says, oops.
You know what else is fun? In so many ways, what happened during rehearsal reflects what it was like in the play.
It's so
we have goofy things going wrong, and we just bludgeon through.
It's perfect.
Yep.
It's perfect.
I don't know that I have a favorite. I guess my coat rack is the thing I touch the most.
I think you're going to take it down with you when you take your stuff
off. I think
off
about
of
it. I've thought about it.
I'm just going to take that right off the stage with her coat.
You guys have done a fantastic job. A big part of what this purpose of these interviews are for, certainly to promote the show and let people know when it is and how they can get tickets and all of those things. But as all of us know too, that we have a love and a passion for local theater, we could always use more and more people to be a part of it, or to come to these shows, to be a part of these shows. And just by talking about them and the energy and the laughter that you guys have shared today in this interview, you have definitely got somebody out there thinking about it. And anybody who's ever been on the fence about being a part of things over at Community Theater, you are welcome. We want you to come down. I do have a warning, though. If you come down, you are coming back.
Yep.
If you come down once, you're going to come down again. There is no person. These are potato chips. There's nobody who does one show. Everybody comes back. So get used to coming down there. Make plans to come on down. Take in this show. It's a great way to kind of preview things, how they handle things and how they do things at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. I want to thank you guys again for the rehearsal process, for all the time that you put into this, and joining me today with my silly questions. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I was going to be here anyway.
That is true. Get your tickets for this show, wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Production dates, May 1st. It's right around the corner, you guys. You guys ready for this? Ready? Or you've been waiting?
No,
or you've been
not even
ready?
A little bit.
No. <They're ready. laughs> We'll see what happens on Thursday.
I didn't need to ask. They could. The audience could tell by your reactions and your answers today that you're ready and itching to go. May 1st and 2nd, they'll have a 7 o'clock show. May 3rd will be a 2 o'clock matinee. And next week, they'll come back and do it all again. May 8th, Thursday, be a 7 o'clock show, and that Friday is 7 o'clock. And it'll all wrap up on May 10th with a 2 o'clock matinee. Get your tickets. You can get them at the front desk or right when you walk into the building, or you can get them right at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And a big thank you again to all of you guys for joining us. Appreciate you. Break a leg out there.
Thank you.
We'll have more Rapids Report coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.